is so nice to be here with you today. It's so nice to be in St. Louis, where I don't have to worry about my divided loyalties with the Packers. And it's so nice that I come from a very baseball family, so even though we might not have always been Cardinals fans, it's great to go to so many baseball games and to cheer on the Cardinals without any guilt. It's really great. So thank you for that. Today's scriptures are about identity, yours and mine, Ladue Chapels, Karen Counselings. The question Jesus is asking is, who are you? It says, who do you say that I am? But really, it's also asking, who are you? But in the Isaiah chapters, we see the pain and suffering of exile, being away from the place and the people that ground you. You know the stories. The temple fell, Nebuchadnezzar came in, and the Jews were exiled to Babylonia. Well, at least the upper echelons, the professional class, they were sent away to Babylon, about 900 miles away from Jerusalem. It took about 4 months to get there walking. And they were there for about 50 years, at least two generations, if not three. And we know how hard it was for them to be away from the land that God had given them, and how they had to figure out a way to be who they were, how to be God's people in a foreign land. Today, Babylon is in modern-day Iraq, about 50 miles south of Baghdad. A real place, then and now, and a real part of the world where refugees today are in the millions from Syria. Refugees today, like then, exiled due to political war. But these refugees are all over the world, and certainly there. I suspect that few of us in this room have really known that kind of exile, to be ripped from our homes in a time of war. But it's not impossible. And without minimizing or cheapening this profound exile, most of us do know another kind. When we have become lost or separated from our own selves, our own soul, our own mind and spirit, and maybe even God. Jesus asks Peter, who do you say that I am? But like I said, I think this is less a question about Jesus than it is about Peter himself. Peter, who are you? Who are you going to be? What will you stake your life and identity upon? What do you believe about us, Peter? Who are we? Well, just to let you know a little bit about myself and my own identity. I grew up on a farm in central Michigan, the youngest of five children. And the joke, and my husband Roger is also the youngest of five, and the joke in our family, we keep thinking, surely if we leave the dishes long enough, someone else will do them. I have to say, he does the dishes. I really like that. I grew up going to a small country church that was the center of my family's social life. My grandparents lived right next door on the farm, and their influence on my life has been profound. I love to learn and think. I love to solve real-life problems. I'm more intuitive than logical, but I think my intuition is so logical that I'm often baffled when people don't see things the way I see them. Christian. Someone who finds profound meaning and purpose and salvation in Jesus and the whole Christian story. And I'm devastated by the way others present Christianity as a tool for exclusion and hate. I am called to ordained ministry, and sometimes I wonder what the heck was God thinking. And at other times I have wondered, God, did you rescind my call? When my path of ministry did not take the course I had planned. And I struggle with depression and anxiety, off and on since my young adult years. Like millions and millions of Americans, I have a somewhat chronic, usually manageable mental health condition that flares up now and then, much like the herniated disc in my back, my allergic skin condition, and the family arthritis. In many ways, my mental health conditions are much like my other health conditions that come and go throughout my life. Good days, bad days. Good times, bad times. But in a profound way, it's a whole different ballgame. There's little to no stigma about my allergies, my genetic predisposition to arthritis, the back surgery I had about 5 years ago. Rarely does my back condition make me question my self-worth. Rarely do my allergies interfere with my sense of self and with my purpose in life. But my depression and anxiety can make me question the most basic and fundamental existential truths. Am I really any good? Does God love me? How can my husband possibly love me? Have I totally messed up my kids? Can I solve any problem? Does it make a difference if I go to work today? And then when those types of questions start floating around in my mind, I might begin distancing myself from those who love me the most because I feel so unworthy or feel that anything I do isn't good enough. Then before I know it, my simple garden variety depression or anxiety has begun eating away at the very foundation of my life. I'm no longer at home in my family, in my own mind, in my own skin, or with my own God. I am in exile from meaning and purpose, and I need help to find my way home. I know I'm not alone. And I hope you know you are not alone. All people, including you and everyone you love, should expect to find a home within your own skin. In God's own image, we are created in God's image. Regardless of the troubles of this world, regardless of the troubles in your own family, you have waiting for you a home in your own mind, in your own body, in your own spirit. Some people don't know this. They haven't heard it ever in their lives. No one told them you're created in God's image, beautiful as you are. Or they don't believe it. And then Jesus asks us, who are you going to be? Who am I? Who do you say, Peter, that I am? You know, I don't hear Jesus' question here as accusatory or as some kind of a test waiting to judge him. Are you going to answer right, Peter? I hear him asking Peter the deep question. Peter, what do you think's really going on here? going to be? And Jesus tells him, Peter, you're going to be the rock. Can I tell you? You're going to be the rock. Even when you don't feel like it. Even when you feel like you're on quicksand. Even when you feel like, goodness gracious, the church couldn't possibly be built upon what I do. You're the rock. I always imagined that my ministry would be based in congregations, but God had other plans. 15 years ago, I got what seemed like a random call out of the blue to help a pastoral counseling center, which was in a heap of trouble. And they wanted me for just one day a week. And I said, well, what would you like me to do in that one day a week? And they said, sort the mail. They didn't even know how big that heap of trouble was. But I came one day a week trying to help them figure out their next steps. I went from offering spiritual care and support as a chaplain in hospice and long-term care. I went from that to balance sheets and HIPAA regulations. I went from daily experiences of the holy, of the sacred moments in people's lives, to lines of credit and negotiating with insurance companies. God has a wicked sense of humor. And a more expansive vision for ministry than I had. So here I am in St. Louis, 15 years later, at Care and Counseling, and sometimes still feeling a little like I'm an exile from my expectations, but I'm always trying to head home. And as much as I love that farm in Michigan, and as much as I love Northeast Wisconsin, I know that my home isn't a place. It is a knowledge of who I am and whose I am. I am grateful to you, Ladue Chapel, for your long and faithful support of every person who walks through the doors at Care and Counseling for the past 50 years. 50 years. Care and Counseling was founded in 1968. For those of you who are old enough, do you remember what was happening that summer of 1968? And a group of people, primarily clergy, came together and said, we need a place for people to go where they can find their way home, where they can find their way back to their marriage, to their families, and to God or to whatever holds their deepest meaning and purpose. We, Ladue Chapel and Care and Counseling, we have a role to play in making this homecoming possible for each person looking for their way home. And Jesus still asks, who are we? Who do you say that I am? In the Isaiah passage today, we hear repeatedly, listen to me, hearken your ear. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort her in all her waste places and will make her waste places like Eden, her deserts like the garden of the Lord, and joy and gladness will be found in her thanksgiving and song. From a waste place to Eden. Together, all of us at Ladue Chapel and Care and Counseling, we are reminding, encouraging, comforting, and healing each other and everyone who, like us, needs a place of expert care to find their way home. I hope and pray that as long as humans here in St. Louis continue to ask these profound questions about who they are that Care and Counseling, with your help and so many others, will still be here to help each one of them find their home.